From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is looking past today's expected House vote on his $825 billion plan to jumpstart the economy. He met with business leaders today to urge Congress to complete the process swiftly. NPR's Joel Snyder has more.
The meeting in the Roosevelt Room of the White House was intended to build support for the plan. Mr. Obama said the corporate executives at the meeting, including those from Google, IBM, Honeywell, and Xerox, know how vital a stimulus package would be for the shaky economy.
Their concerns have helped to shape our recovery package, and I'm grateful that they're here today to talk about why it's so important that we act and act swiftly.
Congressional leaders have pledged to have the plan ready for his approval by the middle of next month. Mr. Obama promised that the money would be spent in full public view. Joel Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
While it's expected House lawmakers will approve the administration's package of spending initiatives and tax cuts, it is looking increasingly likely some Republican lawmakers will not be voting for the package. GOP Representative John Boehner of Ohio has criticized the stimulus measure, saying it doesn't do enough to create jobs and also fails to offer enough in the way of tax relief.
We think there's a better way. Our fast-acting tax relief that we'll be offering here soon really will reduce tax rates on the American people.
As currently proposed, the Obama administration plan would contain around $544 billion in federal spending initiatives and $275 billion in tax cuts for individuals and businesses. Russia is reported to be backing away from plans to deploy missiles near the border with Poland in what looks to be a goodwill gesture to the U.S., NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
When the Bush administration decided to put missiles in Poland as part of a missile defense system, Russia responded by threatening to move its own missiles further west. According to the Interfax news agency, the Russian military is backing off while the Obama administration considers what to do about missile defense. State Department spokesman Robert Wood called that a positive step and said, here in Washington, missile defense is under review.
The president is very interested in exploring whether missile defense is possible, and if it's workable, then that's something we will pursue.
But Wood said this is not a decision that will be taken soon. The new administration, he said, will have discussions with Russia and others about it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Federal Reserve ramped up its two-day meeting in Washington today, saying it is prepared to keep interest rates at their current low levels between 0.25% for some time. The Fed's Open Market Committee in its end-of-meeting statement also said it's prepared to buy long-term government debt if need be to help improve conditions in the financial markets. On Wall Street, something of a rally today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 200 points to end the session at 8,375. The Nasdaq gained 53 points. The S&P 500 was up 28 points today. This is NPR. After avoiding his impeachment proceedings in the Illinois State Senate, it now appears that Governor Rob Blagojevich will make an appearance after all. That was confirmed by the president of the Senate and comes as wiretap tapes of the governor were played this week at his impeachment trial at the state capitol. Blagojevich is accused of seeking to sell President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. Blagojevich has maintained he did nothing wrong and has called the proceedings against him unfair. He's not asking to testify, but rather to offer a closing statement at his trial. The Food and Drug Administration has released details on the problems at the manufacturing plant in Georgia that is responsible for the current salmonella outbreak. The report shows a series of problems, and NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
FDA inspectors cited the plant's manufacturer, Peanut Corporation of America, for a variety of manufacturing and storage problems, including keeping raw, potentially contaminated peanuts next to roasted peanuts, not cleaning equipment satisfactorily, and storing products underneath leaky ceilings. In addition, the agency described 12 tests between June 2007 and September 2008 that showed the presence of salmonella. In each case, the FDA says, the company then sent samples to a different lab, got a negative response, and continued manufacturing. Meanwhile, lawmakers on Capitol Hill have introduced a bill they've been working on since the last Congress. It would, among other things, provide more funding to the FDA for food inspections. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
James Brady, who for nearly 25 years wrote the popular celebrity profile column In Step With, has died at his Manhattan home. Brady's death was announced by Parade magazine. James Brady was 80 years old. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.